Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from Italy, we have Father Vivian Boland, a friar of the Irish province who lives in Rome and is the assistant to the master of the order. The title of his preaching is People the Light Shines Through.
The Gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy towards her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name," and all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbours, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Annunciation to Mary took place in the sixth month of the pregnancy of Elizabeth. So the birthday of Jesus on the 25th of December is preceded by the birth of John the Baptist on the 24th of June. The tradition fixed the date of Jesus' birth at the time of the winter solstice. The tradition developed that as the pagan world celebrated the turning around of the sun in the northern hemisphere, the beginning of the sun's climb in the northern sky at the winter solstice, the Christians celebrated the birth of Sol Justitiae, the Son of Justice, the Son of God, Jesus, born at that time of the year. By a certain literal logic, then, the birthday of John the Baptist is celebrated on the 24th of June, although why there's a difference of one day is a little bit of a mystery. It means, though, that we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist at midsummer in the northern hemisphere, just as we celebrate the birth of Jesus at midwinter. And we can make something of this. We can see some kind of significance. Just as Jesus is the Son of Justice, born in the depths of winter, bringing the new light which is going to rise on the world, climb into the sky, climb into the heavens, John the Baptist is a light which is just about to decline. We know that he himself said, "He must increase, I must decrease." And the fact that we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist at midsummer brings out this point. At the very moment in which the sun in the northern hemisphere begins to return southwards, begins to decline, go lower in the northern sky, we remember the birth of John the Baptist. The Son of Justice, born at midwinter, is the sun that will continue shining, the sun of midsummer, which might have seemed as if it were the Son of Justice. "Are you the Messiah?" people said to John the Baptist, declines. "I am not the light, but one who has come to bear witness to the light." So John is not himself the light, but the one who bears witness to the light. But now the summer has come, the summer has definitively come, the time of salvation and new life, what we call ordinary time in the church's liturgical year, is our real time. It is our real situation, we believe, our moment, our place in the history of salvation. The Son of Justice has already taken flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Son of Justice has already died and risen again from the dead. So this Son of Justice, born at whatever time of the year so many centuries ago, we believe is the sun which shines forever in our sky, on our world, the light of Jesus risen from the dead. John the Baptist was the greatest of the witnesses to John the Baptist, a witness to the light, a bearer of the light, a person who was himself full of light, full of truth, full of goodness, and a preacher of God's word. But very clear that he himself was not the light, but simply a witness, one to point to the light, to illuminate for his disciples, for his students, where the Lamb of God was to be found. What about ourselves as we remember the birth of John the Baptist? We can say to ourselves that we are all, in a way, John the Baptist. We are all to be John the Baptist, in the sense that each of us is to be a witness to the light. We are not ourselves the light, but we are to witness to the light. Each of us in a different way. John the Baptist had his own special and characteristic mission in the history of salvation. Mary, the mother of Jesus, has her own characteristic special mission in the history of salvation. And each of us, each person who's called to follow Christ, has his or her own special characteristic mission in the history of salvation. A clue to that mission, to the way in which each one of us is to be a witness to the light, can be found perhaps in our names. That's one of the issues in today's gospel, a discussion about the name of this new baby. Why is he to be called John rather than Zechariah after his father? John is not a name found in the family. But John is a name which means the Lord is gracious. And when we unpack it, when we open it up like that, we see that John's name contains his mission. He is the one who comes to bear witness to the graciousness of God, to the grace of God. He is the one who is himself a grace of God to humanity. His name is John. The Lord is gracious. So we can begin by thinking about the name which each of us has received, by finding out what it means, that name, and by seeing what mission, what vocation might be hidden within the name with which we were baptized, each of us. I suggested this one time to a class of young girls in Trinidad when I was chaplain to a school there, that each of them find out the meaning of her name and see in the meaning of her name a mission, a vocation, a way in which she could be a witness to the light of God in the world. A few weeks later, I was a bit perplexed when one of the girls told me that she had done this exercise and discovered that her name, Leah, meant cow. So I had to think very quickly and point out that the cow is a very contemplative animal, and that perhaps even having a name which seems at first unpromising like that probably can be interpreted in some way that is favourable. But of course our real name is the name which God knows. There is a name which is hidden for each of us, a name which is hidden in the heart and mind of God, a name which the book of Revelation tells us will be revealed at the end times. We will be told what our name has been. And part of the spiritual journey, part of the journey of faith, part of what's involved in trying to get to know God is to try to get to know what is my real name, what is my true name, what is the name by which God will call me, the name that would reveal my identity, my place in the history of salvation, the particular nuance of light which God wants me to make present in the world. There is only one light, the Father of lights. There is only the light of Christ shining in our hearts and minds. But each of us has a place in the history of salvation and the story of the church. Each of us is to bear witness to the light in a unique and particular way. And that will be in our name somehow, this name which God has for each one of us. I heard a child once saying, when asked the question, what are saints? And they had just been to visit a cathedral, looking at stained glass windows and so on. And she said very quickly, saints are people that the light shines through. And it's a very good and profound description of what a saint is. Saints are people that the light shines through. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name, we read in the prophet Isaiah today. You are my servant through whom I show my glory. You are my servant through whom I show my glory. God says this to each person. You are my servant through whom I show my glory. And I show my glory in a new, creative, original, characteristic, distinctive way in each of my servants. There is a way in which you are to be a witness to the light of God in the world. And the name which God has for you is the particular way in which you are to be that witness to the light. The spiritual quest, the spiritual journey, is not then simply a search for God, a wanting to know God more. It will include also a knowledge of ourselves, an understanding of ourselves and of our place in the history of salvation, of what our task is, our vocation, our particular way of being witnesses to the light. The first reading today from Isaiah concludes with a reference to the servant of the Lord being a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth. And we are privileged as Christian people to be called to participate in this work of illuminating the world and illuminating the world's history, of being servants, brothers and sisters of Jesus, making his light present in all the corners of the world and in all the moments of human history. So we pray today through the intercession of John the Baptist, the one who is called John, the Lord is gracious, the one who is not himself the light, but who makes way for the light and points him out when he comes, that we too will do this task in our own way, in our own time, in our own place, in accordance with the vocation, the particular role and function which God has assigned for each one of us in the history of salvation. Thank you.